This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time featuring Deanna Branch. She's a member of Hefefel Lutheran in Milwaukee. She's also the author of Aiden, the Lead-Free Superhero Coalition on Lead Emergency Organizer and Lead Awareness Advocate. She says, I try to involve myself in every aspect of my congregation. It's important to me to be active in my church community. I was raised by the church, and I want my children to be raised by the church as well. Both of my sons were impacted by the exposure of lead poisoning. My younger son, Aiden, was severely impacted and had to be hospitalized twice due to lead hazards in her unsafe housing conditions. Aiden was having difficulty in school due to bullying and negative feedback from teachers. He only felt safe and comfortable to be himself at our church, and it was really his loving spirit that convinced me to keep coming to church even though I was going through a lot due to that lead exposure. I was basically homeless and living in a shelter and dealing with my own health issues as well as the new health problems that my kids faced. Aiden's love inspired me to speak openly about the personal problems that my family was facing. And my story inspired a lot of other families to share their stories of lead exposure. And my shame turned to outrage and advocacy for my community. I didn't want any other parents or children to endure what my family had to overcome. The Coalition on Lead Emergency advocates for the removal of lead in water, paint, and soil, the three main sources of lead exposure. And due to all the great advocacy work of COLE, that's that organization, I was honored to be asked to introduce Vice President Kamala Harris when she came to Milwaukee to promote the bipartisan infrastructure law in January of last year. This year, I was honored to attend the summit on accelerating lead pipe replacement at the White House. The Vice President invited me to introduce her before the committee members, and I was also invited, as her guest, to attend the Presidential State of the Union address at the U.S. Capitol. Aiden drew a lot of great pictures about his time at the hospital, and I shared those pictures with the Vice President. She told me it would make a great story, and she just couldn't wait to see the book. And I know she was just joking, but I really wanted to create a children's book to spread lead awareness. And I was honored to give Vice President Harris the first copy of the book, Aiden, the Lead-Free Superhero, which I wrote and Aiden illustrated this year at the White House after finally getting it published with the help of my church family. I'm still aware of the whole experience of the lead summit at the White House. My older son, Jaden, helped me up to the podium to introduce the Vice President, and Aiden ran onto the stage during my speech just to give me a hug. I'll always cherish that memory for the rest of my life. The best way to support the eradication of lead exposure is to become aware of how to properly prevent the exposure of lead, especially in children. I pray for every child who has endured the lifelong effects of being lead poisoned, and I pray that no other children will have to endure what Aiden and I have had to overcome due to the causes and effects of lead poisoning. I'm a Lutheran because I love God, and I know God loves me. And it's through God's love that I was able to accomplish the things that I've accomplished. He's keeping me alive for that purpose, and I want to honor God's love by fulfilling my purpose and sharing God's love with my family.